to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 1. Title of the message tonight, finally, and I mentioned this in my opening welcome, that we're going to look at the passages that talk about finally brethren. We're going to look at those and see what we might glean. And so, you know, we're finishing a year, and as we want to look into 2026, I believe this, without a vision, the people perish. But I don't think that is too complicated. I think we just need to keep the vision in front of us. Who are you reaching for Christ? It is about Christ and about His work on the cross that we would reach a lost and dying world. That's the simplicity of it. And so I don't want to get us too struggling with what our vision is. I want to keep it that simple. Are we reaching people for Christ, and are you involved in that work, right? Are you involved in that work? Look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1. It is, I've got it here on the screen too, but look at it. It says, finally, brethren, pray for us. And what are they praying for? I love this. I've talked this verse in the past. That the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you. And so there's a prayer. And so Paul says, pray for us that the Lord may have free course, that the word of the Lord may have free course. No interruption, no impediment. That when we speak the truth, when we teach the truth, it will be efficacious. It will turn into glory, even as it did for them, that it would result in their salvation. And so when you think of this, finally, brethren, we ought to be praying that God would use His word, spoken and taught, that it would not be interrupted, it would not be impeded, and it would have free course, and souls would be saved. I mean, I'm thrilled. It's good to see Dariana here tonight, and it's her brother. Her brother has been very tender, very open to meeting and talking about the things of the Lord, and I have no idea how to spell his name, but it's Darius. And I love the name, but apparently it's different. You guys, what your parents say, hey, let's, you know, a little Scrabble game, and like, that's how we're going to spell that. And nobody knows how to spell Dariana's name either, right? Great, Julia, I appreciate that. Pride goeth before destruction, the Holy Spirit before a fall. But it is, I love seeing tenderness in people, right? I mean, Aaron and I, we had a great time sitting in a bench in the middle of Myers today. And so it was good because he said, hey, let's meet at Starbucks. Neither of us knew that it was in Meyer. And so the only thing they had was a bench. You know what I love? I love where Aaron's at, and that he just, he wants to just serve the Lord. And it feels good too, Aaron. So I'm going to share some things, right? You're like, I'll never say anything to you ever again. But it's that he's coming, and he wants to do what's right with the Lord. And it's not because his life's falling apart. That is encouraging. I will tell you this, if your life's falling apart, turn to the Lord. But I'm beginning to see things, and so I'm excited for Aaron. I'm excited for Dariana. I'm excited for Darius. I'm excited. I love hearing your stories. I love, and it's this, it's not competition. And I know sometimes you think, I pray about these things, right? I pray about these things that we would have, the Word of God would have free course. Finally, brethren, look, Paul's saying this, hey, don't forget this. Paul gets it summed up. Pray for us. Second thing I want you to see is live in peace. And just look at 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace shall be with you. It is the world out there tonight. They're seeking peace in a bottle. Aaron and his girlfriend, Bree, they were supposed to be here at Christmas Eve, and some emergency came up. He works at Thornton's, and so I saw him tonight, and he said something. It came up about people drinking. Oh, I guess I brought it up, because I said, well, it's a good thing you're here at New Year's Eve. I said, keep you away from that terrible alcohol. And he goes, well, I don't really drink anymore, and he's lost, but he knows it. And he looked at me, and he said, when's the last time you drank? And I was a little embarrassed because I, God's been so good to me. I said, well, I never have. And that's just the goodness of God. I pray you understand that. I don't know why that was weird, that I wish I could have said, because I don't want him to look at me differently. I don't want him to look at me like, oh, well, then I can't be. I said, you know, Jesus is enough. There's another young lady there I've shared the gospel with. And I said, two reasons why I think people drink. I said, one, peer pressure, man. Peer pressure. You want to fit in. You want to fit in. And man, I've been in these environments, right? And secondly, Jesus isn't enough. You're just so messed up. You don't have peace. That you're just kind of numbing your pain. Or three, people just love the feeling. I tell people that, is Jesus enough? Is Jesus enough for you? And it's for the world, they don't know Christ. I mean, so if you understand the world, they pursue physical relations and alcohol. That's about all they got. And pleasure in just different veins, but it all is involved with physical satisfaction, and it's involved with alcohol. That's, I mean, am I wrong? And it just depends on your pleasure seeking, whether it be sports or this or that, the other. But the world, and you know what? We fall for that. Because we're so influenced by the world. Live in peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Remember this, when Jesus shows up, one of the things he always says, peace. Peace. He wants you to have peace. He wants you to have peace. Live in peace. You know, it would be a great just resolve. I didn't tell you to make a vow to God, but resolve in your heart, I want to have peace with God. Because you know what'll cause you not to have peace with God? Sin. 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 Oh, it may not drive your peace away right away, but if you're saved, you'll be miserable. It is resolve in 2026. I just want peace with God. I want to pursue him. I want to live in peace with God and man. Paul says, finally, pray for us, finally. He says, live in peace. He says, finally, my brethren, look at Ephesians 6:10. Some of you would have known that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. And so I don't think I put this verse up there. I don't think, just listen to Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I could have brought that verse up on my Sunday night message, that their power, their might in the Old Testament came from Spirit of God. Spirit of God. I want to take you to these two verses in a 60 font. Is it too small for you tonight? Okay. Here's how I kind of judge. It's like, whoa, when I would struggle reading that from the back, right? But I did put Zechariah 4:6. That's why I did the small font. So there it is. But Joshua 1:6 through 9, it's a very familiar passage, but I want to highlight some things. When he says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord, what does that look like? And Joshua 1 highlights that. He says, be strong and of good courage. Because you understand this was given to Joshua. Moses died. 40 years. Moses led the children of Israel. These pains in the neck, these complaining, whining people that had turned on Moses several times. And so now Joshua, Moses dies. I mean, be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous. Why? That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law. You understand this. Weakness leads to sin. If we're strong in the Lord, we want to be strong and very courageous that we may observe to do all according to the law. Just obedience to Christ. Which Moses, my servant, commanded thee, turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. And then this is the key. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. It's the word of God. Whether you have a plan to go through the Bible in a year, I'm not worried about the quantity, but it is the quality. We need God's word. Do you beg God, give me a thirst? I'm making this up right now, just in our crew here tonight. 50% of you are struggling to daily be in the Word of God. I think I'm low. Are you begging God, give me a thirst, give me a delight, give me a desire, help me to see the time that I can be in your Word? You will not walk with Christ the way you could if you're not in His Word. Beg God. He'll answer that prayer. You know why He'll answer that prayer, Brother Bucks? It's because it's His will that we feed on His Word. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You understand, they didn't have a Bible in their house. So they spoke it, and then they had to meditate, think on it. We are so blessed, but meditate, ponder it. I'm talking 5-10 verses. I told Aaron today, you know, go through the book of John. I know you're taking him through the book of John. And so Friday and Saturday, so I'm going to connect you guys Friday and Saturday. It's his windows. And Aaron's working super hard, man. He's going to school 4 to 10:30, 4 days a week, and working from 7 to 3:30. So he's a busy man, but he's available Friday and Saturday. So, but I told him, I said, John chapter 1, listen to it 30 times. But here's the key. If it gets stale, stop listening to John 1. But you want to listen to it so you understand it, so you know it, so it gets in you, and so then all of a sudden, boom, John 1 will pop to your mind in the weirdest times. Because just get it in you. You can listen to John 1 if you got a 20-minute commute, 25-minute commute. You can listen to it at least 10 times. And then you'll glean it. Meditate on it. Think on it. Why? But that thou shalt meditate day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. And this is important. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. He says, pray for us. He says, live in peace. And he says, be strong. Here's the key to being strong, knowing this, that God is with you. God is with you. God is with you. He is with you. This, I know these are like words you've heard a million times. Remember this. He is with you. God is with you. And understand this. Be in His Word. Meditate on His Word. Follow His Word. And this is important. Obey. Jesus says, happy are you if you do these things. You do these things. Good instruction. Verse number four. He says, rejoice in the Lord. Philippians chapter 3, verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous. But for you, it is safe. Apparently, he said, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Are you happy in the Lord? Most Christians are not. You know, they're just like, well, you know, life is super hard. But are we rejoicing in the Lord? I'm telling you, people aren't used to seeing Christians that love the things of God. They're used to seeing people that have to. They're used to seeing people that, you know, I'm supposed to. You'll be different and people will take notice. Right? I'm excited about the things of the Lord. And I know how to act excited. So when I'm not excited, you know what I do? I fake it. Right? You're like, you fake it. I do. Because what would this be? Hi. You died tonight. Would you go to heaven? Right? I mean, you know, so I'm telling you, but my real heart, the real Steve, is excited about it, but I just get overwhelmed and I get in the flesh. But you'll be excited, people will get excited. I can't tell you the last time somebody was a jerk to me. I get away with all kinds of things. And as I get older, man, you just watch out. You know, because I still think we have a little bit in our culture, well, they won't mess with an old man. Not because, you know, I'll whoop you, but because they're like, well, this guy's old. He probably has dementia. Right? And so that's why I repeat things a lot. But rejoice in the Lord. Are you happy in the Lord? What a great resolve to have going into 2026. I want to be happy in the Lord. And what I love is the scriptures are going to tell you how to be happy. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. Are we happy in the Lord. And I know life's hard, but ask God to give you joy that'll transcend that. Think on the good things. I believe this is just flowing for me. You want to rejoice in the Lord? Think on the good things. You think on the bad things, you're going to be miserable. How many of you have zero negative things to think about? Okay, all right. So what I'm telling you is, if you don't consciously fight that, you will think on the negative. I think I told you this. I can't remember who I tell, because I worry about this, right? So when I have a Sunday, like I thought Sunday, I just thought thought my preaching was terrible. So anyway, but here's what happens. Did I talk about this Sunday? If I did, I won't talk. Don't let me become your enemy. Did I talk about that? I talk about that? Okay. I've talked about it in a couple of Bible studies. And so here's what happens. You know, so let's just say, you know, so I really, when I brought the video games up, I was thinking about somebody that doesn't go here, and I don't really know what your behavior is, okay? So let's just say some of you are like, that video game thing, man. You picked on video games? Oh, yeah. I don't like it. So, Let's say you're total disagreement with this, right? It is this. I pray you'll always know this, Jacob. And I know, sometimes I'm like, you feel like I'm, you know, he's like, I think he's just strangled me. And I care for you. I hope you'll always remember this. No matter what, don't make me your enemy. I want good for you. And I may be wrong what I think is good for you. But will you always remember this? I want good for you. I want good for you. I want you to thrive in Christ. What happens is, this happens all the time in ministry. You know, I say, nobody comes to the church because of the pastor, but everybody that leaves, it's because of me. And I become the enemy. I blow it a lot. I mean this with all my heart. I want good for you, Steve. I want good for you, Rachel. I want you just to thrive in Christ. And I do, Randall, Rachel, Eli. I'm not going to name everybody. This isn't Romper Room. But some of you guys, appreciate you remembering Romper Room. But remember this. But what will happen is, I irritate you, right? And rub the fur the wrong way. And all of a sudden, you start dwelling on that every time you see me. Mm-hmm. Right? And all of a sudden, you make me your enemy. It's because you're dwelling on my mistake. I beg you, if I've hurt you, if I've insulted you, and I'm telling you, it won't surprise me. I pray I'm right with God, and I'll say, would you please forgive me? And I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I'm not here. I'm rooting for every single person. I want good for you. But what'll happen is you'll make up a lot in your mind. Mm-hmm. Bitterness. We make it up. You make up a ton. I'm the bitter expert, right? I've come out of it. But it's because we're like, phew. And then all of a sudden, I'm your enemy. Think on the good things. Just remember that with every single person in here. I think every single person in here, when I look at this, I don't think, now I'm sure there are people that'll shock us that are lost. I don't think there's anybody that is here tonight that you don't want to honor Christ. Then think on Christ. Think on the good things. You want to rejoice in the Lord, think on how good he's been. I really enjoyed the prayers tonight. And it almost made me think, I blew it. Should have had our prayer emphasis being Thanksgiving tonight, reflecting back on 2026. I might be a better learner, so I might have a summary next Wednesday for us, things that God's blessed our church with, and then I want everybody just to run with what he's blessed you with, the goodness of God. Wouldn't that just be good? How good God's been versus, and this is good, I love when we pray for souls, but wouldn't that be good? We just had prayer of Thanksgiving. Blew it. Oh, we're probably going to do it next Wednesday. Just thanking God for his goodness. And you know what? I'll guarantee this. Everybody that comes to prayer next Wednesday, you'll be encouraged when you leave, because it's like, wow, God is good. But if I did another list and I said, what have been your troubles this year? Be a longer list, probably. And if we focused on the troubles that you've had without seeing God in it, you think you'll be discouraged? Look at this, Philippians 4:8, very familiar. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Remember just a few verses up, I think it's 4:6, that says, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. It is this, you don't want to worry, then stop thinking about the things that aren't going so well. Finally, brethren, it is, whatsoever things are true, think on those things. This has been good for me. How am I praying for us that the word of the Lord will have free course? How am I striving to live in peace in every way and live in peace with Christ? And then, final thing, I'm going to finish early tonight. Not really, Bill, but it's love one another. This is the finally. And 1 Peter chapter 3, he says, God, through Peter, finally, be all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrarywise, do the opposite, contrarywise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called that you should inherit a blessing. I'm summing all this up that says, love one another. Be pitiful. Isn't that just interesting? Be pitiful. It's a don't, you know, somebody insult you. Don't think on it. And don't deliver railing for railing. And so tonight, as we just think of a new year, right? We're a little less than 4 hours away. Take advantage of this. Again, I caution you, the Bible says that we ought to be careful of vowing vows to God. But resolving in my own heart that says, what do I want to be different? I pray you have some goals in 2026 that say, these are the things I want to be focused on eternally. Eternally. That, and so it's fine, you know, get a promotion at work, that's fine, but what about eternally? Remember, all you have to do, so you won't remember my 6 points, but you'll remember this. On your phone, you can go, finally, and look up, and you whoosh, just 6 verses. Finally, love one another. You know why that's so important? What will destroy Hope Baptist Church is bickering, fighting, and all the things here that we aren't of one mind. I mean this with all my heart. You know, I tease a little bit, but if considering expanding this building will cause us to have infighting, I don't want to do it. And I can have peace about that. 100% peace. We are a church. Yes, I'm a leader, right? But we make decisions as a church. And if there's angst, I don't want it. I'll talk about this Sunday afternoon for those that aren't here because our attendance, you know, because I know people have things to do and that's fine, but we need to have one mind, have compassion one of another, love as brethren. You know, when it says love as brethren, it's like this. It's like, oh man, my sisters. You know? If I said something, I'm not going to say something, but I'm going to hang in there with my sisters. You know why? Because they're my stinking sisters. And they're always going to be my sisters. We ought to look at that with Christians. Right? You guys good friends? Keep it that way. Has she ever made you mad yet? No? Has she made you mad? No, you were telling me something the other day. No. Start something here, right? But don't. It's not the end of the world. Is she perfect? Is she perfect? Who's more perfect of the two of you? I want you to know this. I love this. In life, you're going to have less than 5 close friends. If this is one of them, don't let anything get in the way. The devil would love that, right? I would love, it's nothing better than 2 women committed to Christ, helping one another do what's right. Don't let anything get in the way. I'd say that with every one of us. That's how the devil will destroy Hope Baptist Church. So finally, brethren, I cut off the first one. Pray for us. Live in peace. Be strong. Rejoice in the Lord. Think on good things and love each other. Paul, and then Peter on that last one, finished and said, these would be good things for you to ponder. And I think it would be for us as well. Let's pray.